You're listening to Hello Francis, a podcast for curious creatives and nano entrepreneurs who seek knowledge, purpose, and community. Hello Francis is brought to you by the creative firm and solutionist agency Francis Roy and is recorded at the Francis Roy office in Valparaiso, Florida. A lineup of guests, friends, and mentors candidly share their diverse wisdom and experience. Never to exceed 30 minutes, this podcast is an easy addition to your playlist of favorites. Let's get started with this week's guest. Hello, you're listening to Hello Francis. I'm your host, Chantel Dedeke. I'm so happy to inform you that I am just hours away from flying off and going to see my grandparents and going to my family reunion, which is on Francis's side of the family, the Holt family reunion. So I'm very excited about that. And that's got me a little lifted and in a good mood. And I will tell you, I needed it because I'm coming off of a really busy week last week. And it has made me evaluate and just kind of, I like to make tweaks. I like to have the freedom to change my mind and change course and have, I don't know, just a clean slate if needed. It's kind of where I'm sitting today. I am in an anxiously awaited good mood, but I'm also just kind of reflecting. And it's timely because I was catching up on my University of Arizona States magazine, and there was a really great article that I felt it would make a great podcast episode and just something that we could talk about. But it was an article on ways that you can make time for your more meaningful work. Sometimes I can get into these patterns where I'm just work, 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 and everything on my calendar is a meeting. But I really try to make time for work that I feel like is not just busy work or things that have to be done or regularly scheduled items, but moments in time and blocks in time where I can be creative. And right now I'm working on a story, and I'm sorry, I can't share what it is because it's still in the works. But, you know, I find that I need to block and schedule in my calendar a little bit more structure so I have time to create this article that I hope to pitch. And I'm really excited about it. And so not having the time to work on it is frustrating. I loved this article. It gave three different ways to make time for the work that is more meaningful to us. You know, there is a misconception when you work in agency life, I think, that everything that you work on is creative or everything that you work on is fun. And that can sometimes be true, but really crossing over into meaningful work requires intention, and it ends up being the work that matters the most. And so making time for that is certainly a priority. One of the ways that I do this is, first of all, I think with mindset. And that is just getting away from this idea that busyness is a badge of honor, because it is not. Being busy does not validate your level of importance as a human being. Certainly burning yourself out doesn't do that. And being overwhelmed with tasks and to-dos doesn't mean that what you're doing is any more important than what anyone else around you is doing. And so getting to a place of comfort for realizing that just always being like, I'm too busy for this or I'm too busy for that, is not necessarily communicating what you hoped it would communicate if that is the type of validation that you're seeking. And so just the reminder that busyness isn't a badge of honor, I think, is important for us to know. I think that many of us start our days with priorities, but we also allow procrastination to kind of seep in. That kind of mental load that procrastination can create really keeps us from having the time, if you will, for doing our most meaningful work. And so I do start with priorities. And I find myself, the older I get and the more wise, thankfully, you know, tackling those tasks that I don't want to do first. I know I'm not going to want to do them. I'm going to dread them all day. So if I just finish it, I will have the time and the space and the energy and the mental clarity that I need in order to do more meaningful work. You know, just because something is daunting does not mean that it's not important. And oftentimes, what I feel the need to kind of push to the back burner is something important. It needs to be done. And so I will start my day and prioritize items that I need to handle in not necessarily order of importance, unless it's, there's a deadline, there's a time frame, but what is going to keep me from being swift
in my mind. And I am obsessed with just being swift, being able to make decisions with clarity, being able to make decisions with intention, creating, writing, and starting my day with just some of those things I need to get off my plate really helps me do that. Some people do like no email before 11, things of that nature, so they can immediately get into some of the tasks before they start, you know, responding to email. I will let you know, responding to email is not my job. It is a function, a communication, a platform for how people can reach me and I can reach them. But responding to email is not my job. And so if I sit there and I'm just working emails back and forth all day long, the chances of me doing very meaningful work is really low. I like to block focus time in my calendar, and this allows me to carve out time for key tasks like strategic initiatives. So I will often use the focus setting in my Google Calendar. I know, look, people have different opinions about the types of platforms they use, whether you use Microsoft or whatever. Calendars are getting really smart, and I love this. I'm a big fan of the Google platform, and Google Calendar is the way that I organize my day. I don't only put meetings and appointments on my calendar. I'll put focus time, for example, like my friend Heather and I have been walking in the morning at 6 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm blocking that out on my calendar as a time to focus because it allows me to focus on what's important to me, which is my health and connecting with her and just having some downtime away from my technology. But if I am working on a strategic initiative, all the more important reason for me to block out 2 to 3 hours to only work on that initiative, to kind of silence my phone or set focus on my phone so only certain calls can come in and really block out that time where I'm unavailable. Because just because I'm not meeting or I don't have an appointment or I don't have a call does not mean that I'm free, because those things are not my primary focuses of work. What is the most meaningful to me is when we can help our clients get more strategic, when we can bring creative ideas to them, when we can set visionary direction for them if that's what they're requesting. And so having the time to really think through that in the most, I think, ideal times of the day for me, if I don't block it that out on my calendar and I'm not focusing on that, I'm not carving out that time, then I probably won't do it. I like to call it like strategic session or strategic thinking or just focused, or sometimes I'll even just put blocked on my calendar so everyone knows on my team that I'm not available during those times. Something that I have really worked on in the last few months is delegating tasks. And this has allowed me to work on projects where my focus really needs to shift. There are elements of our agency that I certainly did these functions in the beginning and I can pick them up and do them now, but I'm no longer the strongest person on our team to be able to complete those tasks. It actually is either more mentally draining for me, or the end product is not going to be as good as someone more skilled or at home with their skill in that particular area. And so understanding that that requires delegation and that I have to firmly be comfortable with that delegation allows me to work on some of the more meaningful tasks. And I don't mean meaningful like it's more important, because I think meaningful means something different for all of us. But when you're leading a business, you do have to sort of identify where your skill set is the best utilized. And for me, there are just areas that I really struggle here. And that's why I've hired a, you know, incredible team, and I have to make room for their autonomy and, you know, really delegate those tasks to the experts, because that's what they are. You know, you cannot be the answer for everything. There is always going to be someone on your team who sees a task as a growth opportunity. There's a task that just feels too big, too much, overwhelming. There is probably someone on your team or an opportunity for you to hire someone for your team that would see that not only as a welcome challenge, but an opportunity to shine. When we refuse to delegate, we withhold that opportunity for growth for our team members. And I just think that that's a shame. I'm just not willing to do that. And I certainly cannot do everything here and don't want to do everything here, because our clients will not get the best work if I'm doing everything. And I'm not going to be this sort of person that's like, I can't do everything, because I think that that's just asinine. But I think it's important to understand that meaningful does not mean and equate to importance, and that no one is too important to take on any task that is meaningful to them. You know, when you prioritize work that's truly valuable, you'll deliver better outcomes and be seen as strategic or promotable. So if you are someone who, you know where you shine, you want to bring that more to your team, really talk through that in your one-on-ones. I think everyone is so willing to foster the kind of growth that people know that they have in them, that there's some potential there. I know for me personally, when I prioritize work as meaningful, I feel more calm, I'm more present, and I'm more fulfilled. And at the end of the day, while the work we do is not who we are, it certainly can help us feel more like who we want to be if we manage it appropriately and to the best of our ability, I think. So I love this episode idea. I really was inspired by this article, and I hope you are too. There is a free guide online, something for you to take back your time with 21 strategies. And you can go to Maybush, that's BUSCH.com/time to get this free guide. I love my college publication because they always give out these like super amazing little tidbits. And I'm going to download this free guide. It's something that I'm going to work on the plane while we're headed to Louisville, go to see Francis and Roy. And I'm so excited, and the rest of my fan bam. So you guys have a fantastic 2 weeks. I'll be back in a couple of weeks with a new episode and potentially a new guest. So I'll talk to you all soon. Thanks so much. Bye.